Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Jeremiah 49 today, verses 34 through 39. Jeremiah 49, verses 34 through 39. Here we see a prophecy about the judgment on Elam. It says, "The word of the Lord that came to Jeremiah the prophet concerning Elam in the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah the king of Judah. Thus says the Lord of hosts, behold, I will break the bow of Elam, the mainstay of their might, and I will bring upon Elam the four winds from the four quarters of heaven, and I will scatter them to all those winds, and there shall be no nation to which those driven out of Elam shall not come. I will terrify Elam before their enemies, before those who seek their life, and I will bring disaster upon them. My fierce anger, declares the Lord. I will send the sword after them until I have consumed them, and I will set my throne in Elam and destroy their king and officials, declares the Lord. But in the latter days I will restore the fortunes of Elam, declares the Lord." Now here we go. We see, again, this dual fulfillment in the scriptures here of this prophecy. This prophecy was given, according to the scriptures, during the first year that Zedekiah was king in Judah. So Jeremiah is prophesying in Jerusalem. Zedekiah has become king. Remember, Nebuchadnezzar's come and taken captives to Babylon. He's put Zedekiah in charge. He's to be just kind of like a vassal king or a governor, if you will, on behalf of Babylon. Of course, if you know the story, Zedekiah rebels against Nebuchadnezzar and pays the price for it later on. But in the first year, God gives Jeremiah a prophecy concerning Elam. But this prophecy has a fulfillment around that time and a future fulfillment as well. In Daniel chapter 8, listen to verses 1 and 2. It says, "In the third year of the reign of King Belshazzar, a vision appeared to me, Daniel, after that which appeared to me at the first. I saw in the vision, and when I saw it, I was in Susa, the citadel which is in the province of Elam. And I saw in the vision, and I was at the Ulai Canal." So here we see that Elam still existed at the time of Daniel. And the Elam, he was there in Elam when he got that vision. Yet the prophecy said that he's going to scatter all the Elamites to the four corners of the globe, and in the four winds of judgment, he's going to scatter them. But in the last days, they'll all come back, and they'll come back because he's going to restore the fortunes of the Elamites. Now, there's still going to be this coming judgment during the tribulation period, but a partial fulfillment has happened as well. Listen to Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. It says, "Now they were dwelling in Jerusalem." This is when the believers were in the upper room waiting, praying for the Holy Spirit to come, waiting for the promise. And it says, "And they were dwelling in Jerusalem, devout men from every nation under heaven. And at the sound of the multitude, they came together. And as they were bewildered, because each one was hearing them speak in his own language, and they were amazed and astonished, saying, are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in his own native language? Parthians and Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians. We hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty works of God." So here again we see that during the time of Acts, when the Holy Spirit came at Pentecost, there were still Elamites. The prophecy that came during the time of Zedekiah's kingship from God through Jeremiah was that God was going to judge Edom, and he was going to scatter them. But that doesn't mean that Elam would no longer exist, because he said, in the last days, I'll restore the fortunes of Elam. Daniel was in the province of Elam when he got his vision in chapter 8. We see in Acts chapter 2 that there were still Elamites who had been scattered all around, but they were there in Jerusalem from all over, and they were hearing the prophecies and the preaching through the Holy Spirit in their own language as Elamites. So understand that when you look at Scripture, you got to let the whole of Scripture build your doctrine. Here he says he's going to scatter them and judge them because of their sin, but in the last days, they'll be gathered back into their land and restore their fortunes. So did the judgment come on Elam? Yes, in part. Has it been fully executed? Not yet, because that's in the last days. Will they be totally wiped out? No. The prophecy says they'll be regathered and there will be Elamites for eternity. So once again, let the whole of Scripture speak. Learn how to rightly divide the word, and prophecy begins to make sense. Hope this helps someone out there today. Look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.